Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WYLL AM 580 and FM 90.9, HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Friday morning, everyone. Overnight, markets in Asia and Europe sank as fears grew over a possible prolonged global recession. Japan's benchmark index plummeted 9.6%, closing at its lowest level since April of 2003, while Hong Kong's index fell 8.3% and South Korea's index dropped over 10%. European shares also slid in morning trading, with London's index down more than 4%, Germany's DAX off about 6%, and France's Calc 40 down more than 5%. Meanwhile, the dollar strengthened further against most currencies, trading at around $1.26 to the euro and $1.58 to the pound, while the yen rose sharply, pushing through the 95 yen to the dollar mark. OPEC today decided to make a deep cut in oil production, taking 1.5 million barrels a day off the global markets as it embarks on the task of managing prices amid a potential global recession. The move comes as oil prices are trading near 16-month lows. December crude oil has traded as much as $4.99 a barrel lower this morning.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average is currently trading at 83.46 off 344 points. The NASDAQ at 15.33, it's down almost 71 points. The S&P 500 at 8.66, it's off 41 points. Those numbers, though, off the lows from the opening bell. We'll have to see what is going on in the marketplace in just a few minutes with Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company. But first, a look at the weekend agricultural outlook with meteorologist Scott Olthoff. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Dave. And just like we advertised yesterday, we did see widespread rainfall last night. Here are some rainfall totals as of 7 o'clock this morning. The Weather Service at Lincoln, 1.28 inches. Peoria Airport, 1.02. Springfield, 0.9. Here at WILL, 0.99. Decatur had 1.18. Mattoon, 0.75 inches. Up across Chicago area, DeKalb had 57 hundredths. Morris had 71 hundredths. And Streeter, 1.11 inches. Up in Watsika and St. Anne, around 45 hundredths of an inch. So we did pick up some rainfall, which is not good news for our farmers. It's going to slow down the harvest for a while. It could still be on again, off again showers through the probably morning hours tomorrow, and then we'll see improving weather, which is good news. Once the system pushes off to the east later on tomorrow, I don't see any significant rain for at least 7 to 10 days, which would be great news for our area farmers. It's going to be a couple days before they get back in the fields with up to an inch of rain in some locations. With the wet fall already that took place and the rain we had last night, I'm sure the fields are rather muddy, and they'll continue to be so for the next couple of days. Now, a strong cold front will pass through the Midwest Saturday evening into Monday, bringing a strong northerly wind, some of the coldest air of the season. The winds may be strong enough, gusting to 30 to 50 across the northwest sections of the Corn Belt to 20 to 35 miles elsewhere. That could prevent some field work also. Conditions field work will improve dramatically next week, and most locations in eastern Midwest will become dry enough for both aggressive harvesting of summer crops and winter grain planting. Some areas in the western Corn Belt may need a few more days of sunshine and warm weather to dry out enough for aggressive field work. With that cold temperatures coming in, lows on Monday and Tuesday will be in the 20s and 30s across a good chunk of the Midwest. In the U.S. Delta Southeast, showers and thunderstorms brought 75% of the Delta Thursday and 30% of the southeastern states. Rainfall ranged from 1.4 inches to 1.5 inches from parts of southeast Missouri to central Mississippi, with a tenth to 6/10 of an inch from northeastern Arkansas to southeastern Mississippi. The region from southern Alabama, western Florida, Panhandle into southeastern Georgia received anywhere from a half inch to an inch and a quarter, with locally more near the Gulf of Mexico coast. Rain continued overnight with estimated 1/10 of an inch to 6/10 of an inch, with locally more falling in parts of northern Mississippi, eastern Alabama, and Georgia. Rain will continue today into Saturday across the southeastern states before an improving trend for field work begins Sunday. The Delta will have mostly dry conditions today through November 2nd, while the southeast will have a mostly dry weather Sunday through November 3rd. It will likely take a few more of some of the wettest areas to dry out enough for aggressive field work to occur, but some progress is expected throughout the coming week. Scattered showers will return November 3rd in the Delta and November 4th in the southeast. Now, Tuesday morning will be the coldest, with light freezes occurring in parts of northern Delta through portions of northern Georgia to Virginia. In Argentina, no rain. Not much has changed in Argentina forecast overnight. The first significant opportunity for rain will develop Monday through Wednesday morning, which nearly some 75% of the nation will get rain, with much of it being light. And there's also some potential for locally heavy rainfall, but it will definitely not be widespread. The next chance for organized rain will be November 3rd to the 4th, and again the 7th to the 8th. Each of these precipitation events does not produce widespread significant rainfall in western parts of the nation, where there's already some drier than usual bias in place. In the U.S. hard red wheat belt, dry conditions are expected across all the hard red winter wheat areas today and will remain in place through the end of October. This drier bias will help firm the topsoil throughout the region and slowly allow it to return to fieldwork. Rain is expected to return across the region during the first week of November, which could bring additional delays in planting of fall crops. That's your growing areas weather. I'm meteorologist Scott Oltoff.
In the Thursday night trading session, December wheat in Kansas City opened at 558.5, up 5.5. Last trade down 19.25. At the Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 534, up 11. Last trade down 20. July, 575.25, up 6.5. Last trade down 21.5. December corn opened at 395.25, up 5. Last trade down 16.75. July, 431.25, up 4.25. Last trade down 15. Take it out to December of 2009, 450.75. The open there up 4.5. Last trade down 18.75. November beans open at 895.75, up 11.25. Last trade down 33.25. July 935 down 21.5. Last trade down 27.75. December soybean meal open at 270.60, up 160. Last trade down 6.30. December soybean oil opened up at 33.16, up 34. Last trade down 175. Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of F.C. Stone & Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
Dollar's coming back off its highs for the move this morning. We're also seeing that gold is beginning to rally a little bit after falling to a 13-month low at 684.90. We did have a softer open, to say the least, over on the equities, but it seems to be coming off a little bit off its lows. We doing enough here to prevent a limit down move on the open in corn and beans?
I think you are, Dave. I think people, there was a lot of panic when everybody came in this morning. I know that, you know, you just gave the openings and the closes. I was shocked to open up last night and see that we ran as hard as we did. You had corn up at one point, 16, 17 cents. Beans were up 35 cents, I believe, at one point. And then to look at them this morning and see how harshly everything had traded overnight. OPEC comes in and reduces production. Supposedly, we'll see whether that actually happens. But they're going to make an attempt to reduce production by 1.5 million barrels. Your oil is down $3.13 right now, so it's not following that. But the real thing is in the stocks market, the equities, everybody was expecting us to probably go maybe even check out the 1,100-point limit move in the equity markets. And right now you're sitting here down 315 points or something like that is where we're at in the stock market. So pleasantly surprised, and that probably does keep us from going limit down, at least early on. But as you and I both know, it's a long day, and there's a lot that could happen in between now and then. What's really going on is you've got some of these hedge funds out here that are just being forced to liquidate more positions. So
they're deleveraged, right?
Yeah, they're just having to continue to get rid of the leverage that they've got, and we're just seeing this thing back off. Your foreign stocks were the drivers, but even they've gained some. The FTSE, for instance, is down 7% right now, and I believe it was down almost 10% at one point this morning.
So if we don't go limit down today, will that be considered a victory because that meant we held the lows from last week?
Yeah, it probably means that you go check out, maybe even go check out those lows from last week before it's over with, and you put in somewhat of a double bottom. But we're still tied to what the equities do, and you've got all kinds of stories on the equities, Dave. If we take out the lows that we put in the last time in the equity market and make another harsh run out here, shoot, we'll take the grains down with it to some extent.
So what do producers do?
I probably just stand aside right now. I'd like to see this market give me some signal that it's wanting to turn back higher before I bought call options. If you wanted to do anything, you buy some put options today just in case. But I'd want to stay fairly close to those put options and not get too carried away and just lose all the money that I spent on them because options are expensive today.
Mm-hmm. They're pretty doggone expensive, what, 30, 40 cents, right?
Yeah. So you're going to have to stay on top of them and trade them like it's a real position. Mm-hmm. You don't just put an option on and forget about it.
All right.
All right.
Thank you much, Brian.
Thanks. Bye.
That's Brian Maple. He is with FC Stone & Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana. We thank him for filling in today. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's now 9:01 Central Time.